What a day that the Father has given unto us. The gracious Lord, the merciful God, has given us another opportunity as a church, as a ministry, to come together to lift up the name, the mightiest name, the name that is above every other name. So prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your spirit for the encounter today. Hallelujah. Because I believe that every time we gather in the name of Jesus, we cannot afford to leave the way we came in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So prepare your spirit, prepare your heart to encounter the Lord, that the Spirit of Christ will minister to you, that the Lord will meet each one of us at the point of our needs, that the rhema word of heaven will come upon our spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will receive that which God has positioned, that God has positioned according to his will, that we will receive in his presence today. As we come in the spirit of meekness, in humility, as we pour our hearts onto the King of glory, hallelujah, praise him this morning, worship him, adore him, tell him how good he has been to you. Hakadian toroboshin derimanda, ipayata sibaranta handele bedesha sheperina mahanda. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we bring to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you for the gift of life, we thank you for the gift of salvation, we thank you for your faithfulness that have kept us throughout the night, Almighty God. By your faithfulness, we are woken up this morning alive, oh God. Thank you for provision. Thank you for the air we breathe. Thank you, oh God, for every member of RTD Church International, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for your children, for your servants, oh God, that are connected this morning by faith, oh God. Some with expectation to hear from you, oh God, some with expectation from a touch from above. Almighty God, we come, Almighty God, in the spirit of meekness, oh God. We come in the spirit of humility before your mighty presence. We humble ourselves. We submit unto the mighty hand of God. We submit unto the name of Jesus. We submit unto the leadership of the Holy Spirit, Almighty God. We submit this service into your humble hand. We submit our worship, our prayers, oh God, your children across the nation. We submit the church before you, Jehovah. We submit every member of this ministry before you, Jehovah. We submit everything that we are doing before you, Jehovah. That Father, unleash your hand of grace, your hand of mercy, your hand of miracles, your hand of signs and wonders, your hand of wisdom as we gather to honor you. As we gather to worship you, may you reveal yourself to us in a mighty way. Reveal your presence in a mighty way. Let the heavens be opened above us this morning as we gather to worship you, the King of glory, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of hosts, the maker of all. We come before your throne. We come before your throne with thanksgiving, with praises in our lips, oh God, to bless you for who you are, to honor you for who you are, to exalt thy name, Almighty Father. For your name is above every name, that at the call of the name of the Lord, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, today we lift up the name of Jesus. We exalt the name of Jesus upon this altar. Let the name of Jesus be exalted above every power, above every principality, above every works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the name of Jesus upon the sanctuary, upon the altar. May the name of Jesus be magnified. May the name of Jesus be worshipped, be honored. In the mighty name of Jesus, we invoke help in that name. We invoke mercy in that name. We invoke salvation in that name. We invoke judgment and deliverance in that name. That Father, bring us help, Almighty God. May you fight on our behalf this morning. May you go ahead of us, O God. May you pave way for your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Even those that are trusting you for various needs, those that are trusting you for provision, for school fee, for healing, Almighty God, as we invoke your name, let healing flow, let favor flow, let help from above flow, let salvation flow in the mighty name of Jesus. Let deliverance, let holiness flow in that name. Makante zepetere mahandara bababusha ipete zeberina hantara babababababa. Just pray. Call upon the name of Jesus this morning, because there is power, there is authority in the mighty name of Jesus. For we have gathered here in the name of our God, and we are two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus. He promised to be in their midst. We decree the presence of God upon this sanctuary. We decree the might of God. We decree the power of God. We decree the authority of God. We decree that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Father, today we surrender to your will. We surrender the church to your will. We surrender your children to your will. We surrender the city to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, that Father, pour your glory, pour your kingdom upon this place, that the sick be healed, the blind see, the dead come to life. All manner of sicknesses be cleansed by the name of Jesus, by the power in the kingdom. And Father, we invite authority in the kingdom over every works of the devil. We bind every works of the enemy. We bind every strong man. We bind every principality in the land. We bind every spirit of immorality and wickedness. We bind every witchcraft. We bind every wizardness. We bind every works of the devil, and we render them powerless today in the name of Jesus. We render every works of the enemy paralyzed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let confusion arise in the camp of our enemy as we prevail in the land by the speed of God. By the speed of God, we prevail over every powers of the enemy, over every schemes of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. For we call upon the kingdom of our God, we call upon the will of our Father to prevail above every plan, above every agenda of the enemy to kill, to steal, to destroy. We stand today that only the purposes of the Lord shall be fulfilled in our lives, in our destiny, in our cities, in our nation, in restoration of the tent of David. We decree that only the purposes of God, only the mind of God concerning us shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. That every agenda of the enemy to bring pain, to bring showroom, we scatter by fire. Every agenda of the enemy to discourage, we scatter by fire. Every agenda of the enemy to destroy, we scatter by fire. Every agenda of the enemy to kill, we scatter by fire. Every agenda of the enemy to deceive, we scatter by fire. Every spirit of deception, every spirit of malice, we scatter them in the name of Jesus. As we prevail in the hand of God, we prevail in the will of the Father. We prevail, we prevail, we prevail. In the name of Jesus, we prevail in the will of the Father, the will of the Holy Spirit. We decree the purposes of God prevail. We decree the purposes of God prevail. Pray that the purposes of God will prevail in your life, in your community, in your city, in your nation, in your family. Decree that the purposes of God will prevail above every agenda of the enemy, above every plan, above every scheme of the devil to destroy our young people, to destroy our marriages, to destroy our health. Today, in the name of Jesus, we decree that only the purposes of God, no matter what the enemy is planning, no matter what he intends to do, we frustrate the work of the evil ones. We frustrate the work of the evil hands, the work of wicked men. Let them be frustrated as we stand stand in the altar of prayer, as we stand in the altar of prayer, for the house of the Lord shall be the house of prayer for all nations. And we gather in this place, we gather on Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, to decree the purposes of God concerning our generation must come to pass. The mind of God concerning our life must come to pass. The prophecies of our head must come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we must be what God wants us to be. We must do what God wants us to do. We must go where God wants us to go. We receive help to do the will of the God of our God. We receive help. We receive mercy. We receive grace. We receive anointing to prevail even in hard times. Pray that God will give you anointing to prevail in hard times. May the Lord give you grace to prevail in hard times, in the name of Jesus. But even in the desert, like John the Baptist, you will prevail, you will survive in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is an anointing that will come upon your head that will make you prevail even in hard times. Oh, like the shoots springing out of dry ground. In the name of Jesus, you are springing out in dry ground by the mercies of God. Your life is coming alive. Your ministry is coming alive. In the mighty name of Jesus, just like the Son of God is sprung up like a seed from the dry ground. Who can expect a seed to grow on a dry ground? For a seed needs water to spring forth. But by the mercies of God, it doesn't matter how your life has been. It doesn't matter how dry your destiny is. It doesn't matter what is not working in your life. But the Bible says he made them to spring up. I command you today to spring up from the dry ground. You are springing up by the mercies of God, by the grace of God, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You are springing up. Makotore baratata. We are receiving grace to stand, grace to prevail on hard ground, grace to prevail on hard times. We receive help, we receive mercy for the time of need. As we gather this morning, we receive the help of our Father, we receive the mercies of God, we receive the favor of God, we receive the wisdom of God, that we will not be deceived like others. We will stay on the cause. We will stay on the purposes of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Maratara Baba Baba Babush. Hepererere Baba Baba Baba. Epantararia Bahantara Bakoria. Epeterima Hantara Bakaria. Epeteze Peterima. Oparanteze Peterima. Father, give us grace. Give us mercy this morning as we gather, but Father, we will prevail the same way David prevailed, even when his life was in danger. There is an oil that was upon his head that made him survive in hard times, that you picked him from the dust to sit with the princes of his people. And Father, today we pray for the same mercy, we pray for the same grace that picked David from the dust to sit with the princes of his people. Because we know among us there are people that will sit with presidents, there are people that will sit with prime ministers, there are people that will counsel people in high places, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are raising giants among us, you are raising men in authority, women in authority, to fulfill the purposes of God in high places, that we shall possess the gates of our enemies. We shall take cities is by storm, by fire, by the gospel of Christ. Oh, Bayata Seperede Rebusha, Heperina Mahanta Rabandele Pendele Bedeleta, touch. Lebete mina hantare batara baba baba. Ipantala bande lepetere bantara baba baba baba. Ipatara bine menteri reba shanta. Iparantani hento zo parene. Iparatana mantere bande lepetere bandala bande. Ipabayantani hete zebete. Ipete seperedo. Ipantara bande lepetere bande. Iparada bande lependele betesh. Lepetesh petesh. Iparatasha pakatele dash. Lepetere bahantam. Your word say, ask of me, and I will give you nations as your inheritance. Open your mouth and say, Father, give me nations as my inheritance. Give me nation as my inheritance. Hallelujah. Ask him to give you your city as your inheritance. Ask him to give you your community as your inheritance. Repatarabande repataraba, epete zebetereba, eparatana manterema, eparatana manterema, eparantara manenta, eparantara barendandi, eperereba yantarabasi, eparandara mamushayam. We ask for nations as our inheritance. We ask for nations. We ask for nations as our inheritance. Eparana materia, eperere bandim, eparatara baba baba. The Bible says, we don't ask because we don't ask. We are standing before the presence of God. You don't know what you can ask today, and the Lord shall grant it to you. Because the silver and gold is mine, says the Lord. He is the Lord that owns the universe. He is the Lord that owns the earth. Everything beneath the earth belongs to God. Nations belongs to him. Open your mouth and pray that, Father, we ask for nations. We ask for a America, we ask for Africa, we ask for Europe, we ask for China, we ask. Don't limit God. It is written that they limited their God. Why should we limit our God when he can give us nations as our inheritance, when he can give us Europe as our inheritance, when he can give us China, South America, Australia, Pakistan, begin to mention those nations that you want to see yourself in them, that you want to see your children possessing by the power of the Holy Spirit, that they will go to those nations and the gates will receive them, the people there will receive them, that the people they do not know shall serve them. Tanana mandeleba, iparata da barande, iparande ze petere bande, ipabayatoria tarabayanteria, iparatani hantara bandalade, iparana mantoria ndarama kantele betele bededa, rapata paratea, iparata se peredeas, iperere, uparata rabayata. We ask for Canada, we ask for Europa, habayata tatatata, zepatara baratatata. We ask for Africa, Yeke Perere, Haparananananan, India, Pakistan, Europe, Hayayayayayam, Hepara Dubai, Yekapayatata, Jepeterere, Haparadara, Heparanamamamusha, Heparatere, Mahantarabaria, Heparanamandaria, Heparanamandaria, Raparani, Hantaramanani, Heparanamanaria, Zakatali, Kidagani, Akadagana, Venezuela, Makatoshelema, Ito sali hata zaganante e parananto za perena mantaria karagnande e parana mantarari handarganande e paranta za parane hetele benaja. Ask of me and I will give you nations as your inheritance. Ask. Hallelujah. Don't close your mouth. God give you that mouth for a purpose. God give you that mouth to create things in the spirit. Pulls that doesn't seem to be so that they be, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the prayers we are praying today, they are never in vain. They are creating something. Angels are running at the speed of lightning to open the word of God on virus nations. As we speak the word, the nations are opening, the mouth of nations are opening, the gates of nations are opening, the gates of Israel is opening now, the gates of China is opening now. We ask for America, we ask for Illinois, we ask for Chicago as our inheritance. That the will of our Father will prevail. The will of the Father, the soul will accept us. We shall eat the good of the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, for we are willing and obedient. And because we are willing, and because we are obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. The land shall accept us. The land will receive us. For we bring the message of the kingdom. We bring the blessed message of hope, the message of salvation, the message of healing, the message. Let the heart receive the Lord. Let the nation receive the Lord. Let the mountain quake at the voice of our God. Let institutions hear the word of God. Universities hear the word of God. High places hear the word of God. Katerema, epayata tapash, lepata bayatash, epetele bedele patatash, lepete bendele patabatata, apata da batatata, jepata da batalata, lepete tete, open for the glory of the Lord to enter, open, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus, that the glory of the Lord may enter, the glory of our King, the glory of the Lord of hosts. He may enter in glory, in power. Mabaya ya 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 King, the King, the King, the King. La 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 la. Zipa ba 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 busha. Repete se berene mantaria rabasanta. Ipa bayantani helebeteriam. Ipa bayantani helebeteriam. Aparana manteri maranta zakateleginam. Antonani hentelemeneshe shantanani kilagandi. Eparananta rabasi se perida mantarani kidananto. Eperenaja jantanani kidanante regan. E parana manta ribarata taparani menterere masham. E parana mantarani kentenani kidagnante daganadi. E parada mantere parana mantoriam. E parana mantoria rabanantani hantala benashim. E parana mantari hantala banate teperede menterani. Antaramanate teperede menterene kidagnata taganani. Antaganani kidagnata taganani kidagnata taganani kidagnatam. Je pata mantere badatam. E parata taparate. Je pète le pato toto paratatatam. Je patara bande le pète te peredesh. Le pète te peredesh. Sentene ne kilagnata. Et se peredo so parani mantaria. I parado tatia tatatata. Zeta paratatatam. E perete te pète te te. Je patala pota paratatapa. Je pata parato pata. Le pato pata pata pata. Le pato pata pata pata. E parabata. Le pète pète pète. Je pète. Let the mountain catch fire. Let the mountain quaken under the presence of our God. Makatapalata, Jekapalata, Jatapa, Lepatash, Aparata, Taparatash, Lepeteparata, Saparatash, Lepata, Pata, Jeparata, Separado, Hiparatani, Henterebedesh, Lepatani, Manturabi, Hantarabi, Hatarani, Aparananto, Zoparani, Menterina, Kantanani, Akadaganata, Daganani, Kiraganata, Daganani, Kiraganata, Daganani, Kiraganata, Zeparanta, Atalabatata, Lepete Bandala Dabatash, Lepete Bandala Batatash, Lepete Bandala Batatash, let the word of God go forth, and it shall not return to him void. Hallelujah. For the Lord shall accomplish that which Papa concerneth me. He will fulfill his will upon my life. He will fulfill his purposes concerning my life. My life will not be cut short. I will fulfill my days in the mighty name of Jesus. If the Lord is for us, who can be against us? The Lord is my battleaxe. He trained my hands for war. I am prevailing. I am prevailing. I am prevailing. By the help of God, by the hand of God, by the mighty hand that is at work in my life, I am prevailing. I am prevailing. I am prevailing. I am showing high by the mercies of God. For those who wait on the Lord, they shall mount with wings like eagles. I am mounting with wings in the mighty name of Jesus. I am mounting with wings. I am receiving wings to fly above the storms. Adamanataya, Ipayata Damanataya, Epatala Bandala Patataya, Epatala Bandala Patataya, Iparatata Paradea, Iparande Manatore Ibarataya, Iparatata Paradietaya, Eperere, Hakada Gadagala. I receive wings to fly above, to prevail in the midst of the storms. I am rising. I am showing high in the mighty name of Jesus. For those that wait on the Lord, they shall mount with wings. Zapahatoza, Ihado Alata Namata, Lepete Peno Hotoza Pata, Lepeto Parata Catola de Jepete Lepene Hantana Manatana Nama, Iparata Seperene, Aparanamante Zeperina Mantani, Antozani Handele Petele Benotani, Antalabanete Sepeni Hantozali Hanta, Icatagala Kete, Icatalagadia, Catalagadia, Ekete Seperede Macatora Gadia, Epereno Mantani Hete Separati. Akaraganante Seperina Mantani Atalani Hantelene Hantalani Hantalani Adalala la 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 Iparada da da da. I am receiving wings to slow, to soar high, to soar high, to soar high. I receive mercy, for I have waited on the Lord. I cannot fail, because I have waited on the Lord. I am more than overcome through Christ who strengthened me, because I have waited on the Lord. Lord, I prevail. I prevail above my enemies. I prevail, for I must be what God want me to be. I must do what God want me to do in the mighty name of Jesus. For my help doesn't come from man. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of all. I receive help. I receive mercy. I receive favor. I receive wisdom. Decree those words. Decree those words. Say, I receive help. I receive mercy. I receive favor. I receive wisdom. I receive counsel. I receive comfort. I receive joy. I receive strength from above. I receive the wisdom of God. I receive the counsel of God. I receive encouragement. I receive favor to prevail in hard times. For I am soaring high. I am soaring high. I am gaining the flight. I am gaining the momentum to soar high. To soar high to my purposes. To soar high to the will of the Father, the will of the Holy Spirit, the will of the Son concerning my life. I am gaining the momentum. I am gaining the grace. I am gaining the strength. I am gaining the joy. I am gaining the wisdom. I need to soar high the favor. I need to soar high. I receive it. I receive it from the throne of grace, from the throne of mercy. I receive help from the throne of grace, from the throne of mercy. I receive grace to soar high. Even the youth shall grow tired and weary, but those that shall wait on the Lord, even when they fail, I will not fail. When they faint, I will not faint. When they stumble, I will not fall. Haya barata tatata, rapata pere de bedeleta, repata parata, repata parata, raparata pakataya, iparata te parada, akata katala kete 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 kete, zekete parata seperi atarata, repete rene antani antarata, zeke perida apatamani atarata. Pray that every crooked part be made straight. Every crooked part in my life be made straight. Begin to pray that prayer now. Command every crooked part. Command every crooked part be made straight. Every crooked part in your life that doesn't want you to reach to the destination that God wants you to reach. Today we command every crooked part in my life be made straight. Every crooked part in my ministry be made straight. Every crooked path, makata payata tata, repete parata, repete parata, rapata parata, repete parata, repete parata, repete parata. No more confusion in my life anymore. No more confusion. I receive direction. I receive direction to soar high. I receive direction to my destiny. Hanamana ta 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 ta. I receive direction. direction. My eyes are open to see direction. My eyes are open to see where they journey, to see the road where I'm supposed to journey. My eyes are open to see where I need to be. My eyes are open to see the people that I need to see. My eyes are open to see the purposes of God. No more confusion anymore. No more confusion anymore. For the crooked paths have been made straight. For the crooked paths have been made straight. For the crooked paths have been made straight. I receive direction from above. I receive direction. No more confusion in my life on what I should do, on who I should marry, on what I should buy. Today, I receive direction from above. I receive direction from above for what to do and when to do it. I receive direction from above, for every crooked path has been made straight with my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Hallelujah. Who can we compare to you, our Lord, our Majesty? You are the King of glory. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of our God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to our God. Glory to our King. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk of a topic. Actually, I began to teach about it. Hallelujah. But I didn't have enough time to go through the scriptures. And I believe today we are going to have some time to break the word of the Lord. And the title of this topic is The Call to Priesthood. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Call to Priesthood. Praise the Lord. And sometimes people think that only pastors are called to be priests. Praise the Lord. Only apostles, only prophets, only people who are serving in the church are called to be a priest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can be a priest to your family. You can be a priest to your children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God is looking for people that can go to the micro style, not just the macro in the bigger picture, but even in the smaller picture. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just when we study in the Bible, from generation to generation, God raised a priest. God raised a figure. Praise the Lord, to carry the duty of a priest to lead the family. Praise the Lord. From the time of Noah, hallelujah. You know, Noah took the office of priesthood because he was giving offering sacrifices to the Lord. Hallelujah. Guiding generation to the will, to the patterns of God. From Noah, we see the life of Abraham being the priest to the family. Praise the Lord. Leading his household in the ways of the Lord, as we are going to be seeing in the Bible. Praise the Lord. From Abraham, we see Joseph taking the mantle. We see Isaac there. Praise the Lord. We see Jacob there. Hallelujah. From different generation to generation. And I believe God is raising men and women to take over priesthood function. Hallelujah. Beginning in their own household, even to the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Beginning from their own family, because there are things that can only be made right if there is a priest leading the home, if there is a priest telling people the ways of God, teaching people, bringing sacrifices at the altar that will honor the Lord and will open the doors of heaven on behalf of the children of God. Hallelujah. So I want us to go to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 6. The book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 6. I really love this scripture. It says, "But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory shall you boast." Ah, Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says you shall be called the priests of the Lord in plural. Hallelujah. So it is not a one man thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to have a mentality. Hallelujah. That the kingdom we have is a kingdom of what? Of kings and priests. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, the kingdom of God cannot function without a priest. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God cannot function because the kingdom of God is connected with service at the altar. For example, when we want to see the destinies of nations, of cities, of communities change, we have to raise an altar in that city. We have to raise an altar in that family. We have to raise an altar in that community. And for an altar to be raised, there are asked to be a priest that will bring sacrifices to the Lord upon that altar. There are asked to be a priest that will be giving instructions of the Lord, that will teach the ways of God, that deception will be wiped out. Hallelujah. Darkness will vanquish in the name of Jesus, because when the light comes, darkness has to evacuate. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, the enemy uses darkness to put people in captivity. The enemy uses ignorance to put people in captivity. The enemy uses deception to put a generation, to put a community in captivity. That's why you go to some community that they are witchcraft infested. They live in fear. They fear witches than they fear God. You go into some community, they fear curses than they fear God. They fear taboos. They worship ancestral spirit. They worship the dead and all manner of things. And because of the things they are doing, you realize there's a trend in that community. For example, there's a trend of premature death. There's a trend of many, many things, praise the Lord, happening in that community. Alcoholism and all manner of things that the enemy has used to put a generation in captivity. Praise the Lord. So when a priest come and an altar is planted, hallelujah, the priest come to unlock the mysteries of God. The priest come to bring the instruction of God, to tell them that if you want to be blessed, these are the things you need to do. This is how God requires of you to live. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So the Bible says, you shall be called the priest of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. Hallelujah. Are you called the priest of the Lord? Are you called the priest of the Lord? Have you reached to a level where when people see you, they see a servant? When people see you, they see a messenger. Hallelujah. Because you carry the word of God with you. You carry the message of the kingdom of God with you. Hallelujah. The children around you know that you love the Lord. You teach them the word of God. Hallelujah. You lead them to prayer. You take them to church. Hallelujah. You have conversations concerning the kingdom of God until the people around you begin to see what God has put in you, and they will begin to call you the priest of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations. You see, priesthood also open the doors of wealth. The doors of wealth. You see, where there is so much powers of darkness and divination, there's so much poverty. Why? Because the enemy locks the doors of wealth. And you realize that he may only give maybe to one family member. You find that in a whole village, only one person is prosperous. Everyone is poor. Hallelujah. Everyone is suffering. Praise the Lord. Because that door of wealth is locked in the hand of the enemy. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But God is raising priesthood that will unlock the gates of wealth to the people of God in the mighty name of Jesus. As they serve God at the altar, the Bible says they shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory they shall boast. so placed the wealth of the nations in the hand of priesthood. Hallelujah. That's why we shouldn't joke with priesthood. We shouldn't joke with priesthood. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have heard some people say, oh, in our dispensation, you don't need to go to church. You don't need to be under a pastor. I can speak to God myself. I can talk to God myself. I don't need to be under calling. I don't need to be under leadership. Praise the Lord. You are lying to yourself. Hallelujah. They are blessing that priesthood old. Hallelujah. Behold, even the keys of wealth. Behold, even the gates of wealth. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know there are certain things that can begin to work in your life when you are under proper alignment in the mighty name of Jesus. When you are servicing the altar, when you are blessing God, when you are serving God, when you are bringing sacrifices before the Lord and sacrifices that pleases God. Hallelujah. That altar you build, hallelujah, will bring a sweet aroma before the living God, and the God of grace will release grace and mercy, will release favor, will release help, because you are serving the altar in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know one of the work of the priest is to keep the lamp burning at the altar? Hallelujah. Is to keep the lamp of prayer burning, is to keep the lamp of offering burning, is to keep the lamp of the word of God burning before the altar of grace, before the altar of mercy, day and night. A lamp shall be burning on my house, it shall not be put off, and it is the priest that are supposed to service the lamp of God in the mighty name of Jesus. As Samuel was sleeping in the temple, and the Bible said the lamp was burning, the lamp of the presence of God was burning. I want to tell somebody today, when you choose to enter into priestly lineage, you will be the reason why your family will be standing. You will be the reason why your community will be standing. You will be the reason why your children will be standing, because you have chosen to lead a lamp in a evil and a crooked generation. You have lit a lamp of praise. You have lit a lamp of prayer. You have lit a lamp of evangelism. You have lit a lamp of worship, a lamp of intercessory, a lamp of the word of God. And as the word goes forth with power and authority, lives will begin to change. Destinies will begin to change. The hand of God will be revealed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the gates of heaven will be opened to the children of God, because there is a priest who is standing in the gap. There is a priest who is crying to the Lord. There is a priest who is holding on to the horns of the altar in the mighty name of Jesus. They are crying to the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. They are crying for the salvation of their community, for the salvation of their society, for the salvation of their generation. They are crying out for the mercies of God. They are crying out for the revelation of the truth. They are crying out that the word of God will penetrate their community, will penetrate their community, will penetrate their hearts of their children, that their children will not be destroyed, but they will find purposes in the hands of God. They will fulfill their days, because there is a priest standing at the altar, crying out to God, keeping the lamp burning. So when you are a priest, you keep the lamp burning. Hallelujah. You keep the lamp burning in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. At the place you have raised an altar of honor, an altar altar where destinies of men will be transformed. Generations will be transformed. Hallelujah. You see, in the Bible, men and women who understood this ministry, they did mighty things. No wonder the Bible says, where Abraham went, he built an altar to the Lord. Hallelujah. And Isaac knew the secret. Jacob knew the secret. And they did the same thing wherever they went. Hallelujah. Even Jacob raised an altar at Bethel. And he said, this is the house of God. This is an awesome place. And he put a stone and poured oil on it. And he decreed that the house of God shall be there. The abode of God shall be there. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Priest, support the work of God. Priest, stand to see that the house of God is raised. Priest, stand to make sure that the lamp of the truth is burning. The lamp of the word of God is burning. The lamp of praise, of worship is burning. The lamp of the evening sacrifice is burning. The lamp of the afternoon sacrifice, of the morning sacrifice is burning. And because the lamp is burning, the enemy will not have his way. Hallelujah. Because there is a priest, there is direction. Because there is a priest, there is vision. And the enemy will not prevail in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not prevail in our community, in our family, in the name of Jesus. Because God is raising priesthood to take over the gates of the land. God is raising priesthood to take over the wealth of the nations in the mighty name of Jesus, and open doors to the children of God, that they will not be maligned, they will not be misused, they will not be taken advantage of in the name of Jesus. Because there is a man who is willing to set themselves apart for the Spirit of God. Do you know one of the things that is unique with priesthood, the reason why not anybody can do it, hallelujah, is because priesthood live a life of sanctity, a sacred life, a life that is sold out to the Spirit of God, a life that is sold out to a spirit, hallelujah. You see, there are people, even in the dark world, they have their own priest. Hallelujah. Even God has their priest. You see, even a wizard, hallelujah, they live to serve a spirit. Hallelujah. And that spirit dictate how the altar will look like. That spirit dictate what kind of sacrifices somebody bring when they seek for help. Hallelujah. So even you as the spirit, as the priest of the Lord, even for your family, how much are you sold out for God? How much are you sold out for the purposes of God? Do you have a covenant of service with God? Hallelujah. Do you have a covenant of commitment with God? Hallelujah. Do you have a covenant? Hallelujah. Isaiah said, for me and my house, we have made a covenant with the Lord. Do you have a covenant of service? Hallelujah. Joshua say, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. It doesn't matter what other people are doing there. It doesn't matter what other people are living. Do you have a covenant to raise a God-fearing generation? Do you have a covenant of raising men and women that will fulfill the purposes of God on earth? Do you have a covenant that you will teach your children the ways of the Lord? Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 18 verse 19. The Bible says, for I know him, this is Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken spoken of him. Praise the Lord. This is the time where the angels were debating whether they should inform Abraham of what was about to take place at Sodom and Gomorrah, because in the heart of God, God had purpose to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of the wickedness that was going on within the city. Praise the Lord Almighty. But before God could do that, God had to reveal his secret, hallelujah, his secret, his heart to Abraham under one condition, because the Bible says, "For he know him that he will command his children and his household after him." Hallelujah. Are you ready to command your children and your household after the ways of God? This is priesthood. Can you stand strong? Hallelujah. Beginning with your household, beginning with your children, that no one is left behind in the service of God. If people are going to church, everybody is going to church. If people are having Bible study, everybody is having Bible study. If people are praying, everybody must pray. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To teach your children the ways of God, to command them that they can't live in sin, they can't live in drunkenness, they can't live in fornication, they can't live anyhow. They need to live to please God. They need to understand that they are children of covenant. They are children of purpose. There is an oil on their head. There is an oil of priesthood on their head. And they can't live carelessly. They can't live like an Eden generation, because they serve a true God. They serve a God of light. They serve the resurrection and the power in the mighty name of Jesus, because God has a purpose with them. They can't live anyhow in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They have to live a life that is pleasing to God. They have to live a life that will glorify God. They have to be a blessing, not a curse, to their parents, to their community. Today, do you know, we have children, we have youths that are troublesome. They are a trouble. They are a curse to even their parents, and their parents cursing their children. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Can you stand? Can God trust you with a mantle to lead your household to the ways of God, to lead your children to the ways of God?